This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I begin with the greetings of peace, the ancient greetings of the prophets and the patriarchs of God from the very beginning of humanity, spoken in various languages and dialects. I speak to you initially in Arabic, Salaamu Alaikum, which is peace be unto you. It is a pleasure and an honor to be in this institution of higher learning. We'll give the brothers just a second.
Should be all right now, is it? Yes, please.
After the greetings of peace, it's a pleasure to be with you in this institution of higher learning. I know there's always a little bit of rivalry. I know Warwick University rates. We'll leave that. We won't, climb the charts anyway. But I wouldn't go to speak in Oxford. I thought I'd come here. We have an important discussion. It's actually my first talk in the UK. I've just arrived from Australia yesterday. So I left Perth 40 degrees Celsius. I'm here today, 8-9 degrees Celsius, but I'm Canadian, so it's all right. I'll make do. There's some initial feedback that I will want from you a little bit later, and I kind of assess how well I've done in my discussion by the questions that you have. So I'm hoping that there will be some questions. Intelligent or not, it's up to you. You can choose which ones you want to put out. But all questions and all comments that you have will be taken. And I would appreciate your honesty and your diligence in that. So feel free to fire away any questions that you have. If we don't have time, you're more than welcome to email me. I'll provide my email or my business card to anyone who has an honest interest in following up with me. I'm actually a chaplain at Curtin University in Perth. So I do a lot of meetings with people your age. And I kind of think of myself as, not that far off your age. I'm only 32, so, I don't know how young you are in UK universities. Our discussions today will be wide-ranging. I want to give you an authentic feel for what Muslims, for those of you who are not Muslim in the audience, or those who will listen to it later, or for the message you deliver to your friends after, I want you to have a little bit of an authentic feel. And it's important for us as Muslims, those of you in the audience, to know our texts, to know what the Quran says, to know what Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and all the other prophets has said with regards to that famous, great, sanctified, honorable, noble, lofty personality of Isa, Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him. So I will deliver as much of my discussion as proper in Arabic. I will quote the Arabic verses from the Quran because it gives that level of authenticity. It's something that you may not be privy to or hear for those of you who are not Muslim. And for those of you who are Muslim, to hear it in Arabic and then translate it for you in English is actually quite powerful as well, because it's not an opportunity that you receive as often as necessary. Before we really speak about Isa, about Jesus, we need to speak about his mother. Allah, which is the word in Arabic for God, and it's really a simple translation. Allah, when you open the Bible, my friend, a Coptic Christian, he opens his Bible, he looks in the book of Genesis, instead of reading God in Arabic, it says Allah, right? It's only Arabic for God. So, for Christian Arabic-speaking people, that's the same word that you and I, that they would use in discussing or in referencing the ultimate authority, the maker, the fashioner of all that exists. Allah says to us in the Quran that إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. God chose from amongst all of the creation of humanity, Adam, Noah, Nuh, Al Imran, the family of Imran, and the family of Abraham from amongst all of humanity. Dhurriyatan ba'duha min ba'd. A progeny that would come one after another. Lineages that would come from these four elemental sources. that will be a blessing unto all humanity. And all of the prophets, all of the patriarchs, all of the messengers that God has sent emerge from there. That great initial father of humanity, Adam, that reviver of the tradition of faith, Noah, the first messenger unto mankind after the corruption, and then the families of Imran and the family of Ibrahim. Tomorrow I have a talk in London about the prophet Abraham. Maybe you'll get a chance to take a look at it on the website for the student union, the Islamic Student Union, if obviously you're not able to attend. From what I understand, they will be put back on, and that's why they're recording it. From the family of Imran, there was one famous initial personality, and it happens to be a woman. Out of that chosen family, God chose a woman, Maryam. Her mother is quoted in the Quran as making an invocation, a supplication, a prayer unto God, saying, إِنِّي وَهَبْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا. Whatever child I'm carrying in my stomach, I give unto your service completely. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. My dear Lord, accept this child that I carry at this moment in service to you. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. For you are the one who has heard my prayer and you know the truth of what I said. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. When she gave birth to a female child, at that time Judaism, to a certain extent, was a closed religious community to females. A female at that time was unable to attend the temple. She was unable to hold the Torah. She had certain restrictions that were put against her that her mother, Maryam's mother, knew immediately just by her daughter being born that she would not be given the full opportunity to serve the Lord in the way that she had intended in her invocation. إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. She had a sense of disappointment. وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. And a male and a female are not held in our society as equals. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. But I will give her the title and the name of Maryam, Mary. Now the 19th chapter in the Quran is actually named after Maryam. That's how important she is in the legacy of Islam. She's so important that Allah chronicles her life. That when the people, the Jews, they saw that this child was a gift from God unto them, the Jews immediately recognized it. The people living at that time saw that she was a great inspiration unto humanity. But she was a woman. So who's going to nurture her spiritual development? Who's going to give her an opportunity to learn the Torah, to learn to teach others? Who's going to give her that avenue? تَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. The great prophet of God, Zakariya, as is quoted in the third chapter of the Quran. You can turn to it later, whether online or if you have a copy. Starting from about verse number 26 onwards. Zakariya, he competed with other peers to be her main instructor, teacher. And the only way that they would be given governors over her was to show who was chosen by God. So they came to the Jordan River, Zechariah, other famous rabbis and scholars from that time. And each of them took their pen, and they threw it in the Jordan River. And God quotes this to us in the Quran in the third chapter. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ. You weren't present in watching who it was that threw their pens in the water to see by that lot, by that share, that we would decide who would be the patron of Mary. When each of these scholars threw their pens in the water, they said, whoever sows pen flows against the current, he's chosen by God to be the leader and instructor of Maryam. And the pen of Zechariah floated. They recognized that it was his pen. So he was sanctioned by God to take care and nurture this pure soul. To the point that Allah further states to us in the Quran, whenever Zechariah would enter her private place of worship, he'd find that she had been given sustenance, food, drink, things that were unknown to them. And the question is like, أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. Where did you receive the thing? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. It was given to me as a gift from God. She was so close to her Lord that the angels would converse with her. And you and I, we, you know, the angels converse with her. It's a matter of faith. Of course, it's a matter of belief. But the angels, as Muslims believe, would actually converse with Mary. إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ. The angel spoke unto Mary and said to her, O Mary, God has chosen you. وَطَحَّرَكِ, and has purified you. وَاصْطَفَاكِ, and chose you from those who are pure. So she was chosen from humanity, purified, and then chosen from amongst those who were pure. وَتَحَرَكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ, from amongst all the women of mankind. So she was an incredible human being. The Prophet of Islam, as is narrated in Bukhari, the authentic sources of tradition, he says, كَمُنَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ كَثِيرٌ. Many men have attained spiritual nearness to their Lord, and fewer women have come to that nearness. But the most pertinent and the most profound, Maryam, the daughter of Imran, Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh, some of these high profile female sources of spiritual development are important. So Mary was chosen from amongst all of humanity for a specific purpose, and that was to nurture a gift that God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorified and majestic be He, would give unto humanity from that very moment, more than 2,000 years ago, some of 2,000 years ago, according to historical evidences, that it would be given unto humanity and would be a source of purity to mankind till the day of judgment. Here, actually, we begin with the story of Isa. By looking at that chronology of the life of his mother and her biography, and seeing how close she was to God and how important she was to Allah, that she was so chosen to carry that great gift unto mankind. In the 19th chapter, you find Allah quotes to us, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمُ. Muhammad, recount unto humanity. Keep in mind, keep within you, the story of Mary. She left her family, she left her place, and moved a little bit towards the Sharq, to the east. And that is the city of Jerusalem. And in her devotional places of prayer, in front of her came the form of a man. A person enters into her closed area. A person, in full respect from what she could see, is a human being. And she stops her prayers and she says, إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. I seek refuge with the most merciful Lord from you, if you have any piety. Leave me alone, don't molest me. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ. He says to her, I'm nothing more than a messenger from God unto you. It was actually the archangel Gabriel, in the form of a man, to give her notice of something. إِنِّي رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. To give you foreknowledge that you will soon carry a child who will be purified by God. قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. How is it that I'm going to carry a child when no man has known me, I've had no carnal knowledge, I'm still chaste, I've never been with a man, I'm not wed to anyone. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا, and no one has accused me of this. And that's actually a profound way of defending herself. She's saying, I know I haven't been with a man. And if you ask anyone, no one's ever going to claim that they've been with me. Because it's two different stories, right? There's always that two different stories. The angel pauses and says to her, كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكَ. Your Lord has decreed that you will carry this child. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And he will be a miracle and a sign unto mankind. A sign of and a miracle from God in many different respects. One is that God can create from what He wills, how He wills, in the way and in the modality that He wills. And that certain things within our life that we take as rational and other things that we take as irrational are lifted when you speak of the power of God. It'll be a sign unto mankind of my ability to create in you a child without a man having come to know you. And also he will be a sign unto mankind with his purity. and his ability to change the hearts of people, and the signs and the miracles that we will put in his hands to change the attitudes of people. And at that moment, fahamalat, in the Arabic, the word, any word that begins with the letter fa, and it's a little bit of a Arabic knowledge. The Arabic language is actually a pure language. What do I mean by pure? Not that English is a filthy language. Arabic language is a pure language in the sense that it's static. You can't add anything to the Arabic language. What was Arabic before is Arabic now, and it will be Arabic later. There's no additions to it. You'll say, well, how do you say camera? You say camera with an Arabic accent. Camera. You know? It's a camera. You borrow an English word or a Latin word. You say it's a heavy camera. But it's not considered an Arabic word. You won't find it in the Mu'jam. You won't find it in the compendium of Arabic words. Arabic words have roots and are built from those three-letter roots, and in very strange cases, four-letter root words, that come and emerge from that. And one of those letters in the Arabic language is the letter fa. It means, when you add it to a word, that there is an instantaneous reaction happening. So that Allah tells us in the Quran, fahamalat, meaning at that very moment, just in speaking with the angel, she conceived the child. فَانْدَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصَيَّ. She moved away from Jerusalem, hiding her pregnancy, because anyone that would encounter her for those 9 months would say to her, what's happening? How come your stomach's growing? How come you have these morning illnesses and morning sicknesses or whatever signs of pregnancy would show? So she moved to Bethlehem and stayed there away from her family in worship, in prayer, away from everyone, to the point that when she came to deliver this child, she exclaims unto God, يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا. I'm in such a predicament, oh my Lord, I wish my life had ceased to exist before this moment. I wish I'd never come to being. How am I going to carry this burden of facing my family after being the anointed one, the chosen one, taught by the scholars, the prophet of God, Zechariah, was my tutor. I was given the privileges that weren't allocated and allotted to other women in Jewish society at my time. How can I face people carrying a child no one will understand? Ya laytani mit, I wish I had lost my life long before having to deal with any of these circumstances and any of these problems. And she began to deliver her child. And it was said to her by the angels, God has caused a spring, Sariya, a little spring of water to gush from under your feet. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذَا نَخْ. Touch this pole of the date tree, shake it, this date tree, shake this palm tree, dates will fall on you to nurture you, sustain you, and head out. JazakAllah khair. And head out back to your people. And if any of them question you, just point to your child. And she goes back to her people in Jerusalem, her family. قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. You have brought a horrendous sin, an error, a calamity upon yourself and your family. يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا. Your father was a good man, your mother was a good man. How could you have sinned in this fashion, coming with this audacity to Bayt al-Maqdis, to this sanctified, holy city, carrying an illegitimate child? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She points to her son, Isa, Jesus. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. One of the first miracles of him other than the Immaculate Conception is his defense of his mother in that very early moments of his life. A few days after he's born, while still being held, still being carried, still being suckled, having no power or authority unto himself, except the ability to speak given to him by God, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. I am a worshipping servant of God. أَتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ. I have full knowledge of your book. I have full knowledge of your Torah. In fact, we're told in biblical stories as well as in Islamic narrations that Isa would teach the biblical, would teach the Torah to the rabbis and to the scholars at very early ages and stages of his life. أَتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ. He's given me knowledge of the book. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ and has made it incumbent upon me to be righteous and fulfilling to my prayers and to be charitable with my wealth. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي and to be righteous in conduct of my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا and has not made me harsh or hard-hearted in dealing with anyone. ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ قَوْلُ الْحَقِّ These are the words that Jesus spoke, words of truth. We fast forward into periods of the life of Jesus and you find miraculous occurrences stated from our Quran. And I know as people of other faiths who may be in attendance with us, they'll resonate with you because you'll read pretty much many of the same type of illustrations and miracles and narrations in biblical texts. We're told in the fifth chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Na'idah, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, udhkur ni'mati alayk, Jesus, son of Mary, recount my blessings and favors upon you. I have taught you the Torah, and I have given you the gospel to teach others. And I have given you al-hikmah, I've given you wisdom in judging disputes between people. وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ And I also bestowed upon you the divine ability to take dust, clay, water, mix them together, take teen, clay, wet dirt, fashion it in your hands, fashion it with your hands, blow on it after it takes the shape of a sculpted bird, blow on it with your breath, and it turns to life by the power of Allah. I gave you the power that when you come to al-akmah, a blind man who's been blind from birth, and you anoint him and touch him, and that's why Isa is called al-Masih in Arabic, the anointed one, the one who touches people, to cure them. Al-Masih, Isa ibn Maryam, yamsah alayhim. He would wipe his hands over the eye of the blind, and they would see. وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي And by my power and by my leave, by the power of God, you would come to the dead, to those who have passed away in life, to those who cease to exist, to those who have gone into the next life, to those who have been dead for days or years or whatever it may be, and you call them out of their grave and they respond and come back to life by the power of God. Powerful. Powerful messages that are found in chapters of the Quran that dwell and show us the famous and important personality of Isa, Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him and other prophets. But one of the main shifts in theology between Islam and Christianity is the concept of the death of Isa. And the death of Jesus and the subsequent deification or the worship of Jesus by our Christian cousins in faith, or brothers in faith, is different to the theology of Muslims. How do we as Muslims look at the trials and the tribulations that Isa endured and faced? We find that in the third chapter of the Quran, God mentions to us the adversities that Jesus faced in calling the Jewish people to faith, the Israelites to faith. إِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى Jesus would proclaim unto the people, مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ Who will come and follow me to give victory and service to God? قَالَ الْحَوَارِيِّينَ Few disciples came to him and said, نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ We will come in your service, in the service of God. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ We have come to have faith in God. وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ And we want you to bear witness for us in front of God that we are Muslim. And the word Muslim in this context means that we have self-surrendered ourselves to God. That's what a Muslim is, right? I surrender myself to the will of God. In that context, those are the words that they spoke to him, as is quoted to us in the Quran as Muslims, which is quite profound. آمَنَ الطَّائِفَ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَ A grouping of people believed in Jesus and another grouping disbelieved. And there became this sense of antagonism that those who had devotion in the message of monotheism in the tradition of Isa, in the tradition of Jesus, who came and said to Bani Israel, to the Israelites, جِئْتُكُمْ لِأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ I know I have come to you and I have changed and made lawful certain things for you that were previously in the Torah made unlawful for you. And there was that shift between those who believed in the message of Isa and those who disbelieved. So there became plots and plans, as God quotes us in the Quran, يَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. They sat plotting. How are we going to get rid of this individual who's leading people out of our places of worship, who's refusing to pay taxes, who's refusing to follow the system of the established way that we have set for everyone. They said, let's crucify him. Let's bring an end to his life. Let's order his death. Let's bring an end to it. And in our Islamic traditions, as is narrated by Imam al-Bayhaqi and others, and you can find it in the great tafsirs or the Exegesis translations or meanings of the Quran, that when they look at the verses in Surah An-Nisa, the fourth chapter in the Quran, near the end of the chapter, you find Allah says, وَمَا صَلَبُوا وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَلَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They didn't kill him, they didn't crucify him, they didn't even put him on the cross, but it was made to appear so. As Muslims, we believe that Isa sat with his disciples, his last supper, and he said to them, look, there is going to be a test unto humanity of whether people will cling to an undying monotheistic faith, whether people will continue to worship that one God, the God of Israel, the God of Isa, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, the God of Muhammad, whether people will continue to this, or whether there will be divergences and disputes. And I am going to be raised up to heaven. Who amongst you, my disciples, wishes to have my image put upon him and be crucified in my place and be next to me seated in paradise in the life to come? The youngest of them, he said, I want to do it. And it's as if Jesus felt that maybe he was too young for this responsibility. The other disciples hadn't put their hands up. He offered the request again. The youngest of them put his hand up. He offered the request the third and final time. The only one that put his hands up was this young disciple. And Jesus touched him. And the roof was opened. And he was raised up in a state of unconsciousness or sleep, up to God. And that young man took the form of Isa. And he was put on the cross. And people were told, as Muslims, this is our belief, people were told, this is a test from you for God. Do you believe that Isa, that the Prophet of Allah has been raised, that the Prophet of Allah will return, that he will be the Messiah? Do you have faith in this? Do you hold on to your faith or not? As Muslims, we believe that Isa shall return. In fact, you will find that in all three monotheistic faiths, there's the anticipation of the Messiah. As Muslims, our Messiah is Jesus, the return of Jesus. This is our faith. That he will come back to lead humanity, will live amongst people 40 years, as is narrated to us in the statements of the Prophet, authentic chains of narration. يَنْزِلُ فِيكُمْ عِيسَ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Jesus shall descend upon you. بَيْنَ مُمَصَّرَتَيْنِ. He will be wearing, جَزَكَ اللَّهُ. Thank you. He will be wearing two garments. وَاضِعٌ يَدَيْهِ عَلَىٰ أَجْنِحَةِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. He will descend from heaven being assisted in his descent on by two angels. And he shall come down to you حَكَمًا عَدْلًا, who will be a governor of justice amongst all of humanity. فَيَنْزِلُ فِيكُمُ الْعَدْلِ. There will be such peace وَسَمَاحَ on the earth that الرَّجُلْ يَمْشِي وَالْأَسَدُ لَا يُتْعِبُ. That a man will walk freely in the earth and he'll come near a lion or a wild beast, a wild animal, and it will not pursue him. That's the type of peace and prosperity that there will be. Tuba li'aysh ba'd al-Masih, the Prophet of Islam says, how great will life be when Jesus returns? Tuda al-habbatu ala sakhra, you will put a seed on rock, barren rock, fatumbit, but it will flourish in vegetation. That's the barakah, the blessing that the return of Jesus brings. In that is a summary of our belief as Muslims. From the Immaculate Conception, to the miracles bestowed unto Jesus, to His ability to influence people and their life, the surroundings that He lived amongst Him, to His relevance in our day-to-day life, that as a part of my faith in Islam, it is a faith in Him, it is a faith in His way, it is a faith in His message, it is a part of my belief to honor Him, to hear His name and to send blessings upon Him, to be a person who is committed to the peaceful messages that He brought unto humanity, and to be a person who knows that His return brings love, hope, peace, and security to the world. And these are eternal messages that were echoed by the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and all of the other messengers that preceded him. I want to also explain, after this historical, biographical, or summation of Islamic theology and belief with regards to Isa or Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, how does his life influence me? Which is really important. Because Allah goes into great detail, as I've just narrated to you from the Quran, in talking to you about minute issues of his life. Words that he spoke, actions that he performed. How is this of any relevance to you and I today? Obviously there's a message there for us. Well, there is. One is that faith is a powerful emotive factor. To believe in things, when I said certain things you heard today, some of it you take in and some of it your heart wonders. You know, you analyze it as you should do in any academic setting. We're here at Warwick University. You analyze it and you try to filter it. But faith is a really powerful message. And faith in a prophet of God and faith in a message, a divine message of God, is not to be excluded from logic and reason. No, there is logical reasons in the message and the life of Isa. Some people, they say, well, why would God bother having created? Why is it so significant, a man, not having a man being with a woman to create this child? Why was that done? Why is that so significant? It's done now. You get that response. I can go, I can get, IVF treatment. I don't need a man, I don't need a husband, don't need a boyfriend for some. I can go, I can do the exact same thing that God has done. How do you weigh that with the message of Jesus? With that immaculate, that belief in that immaculate conception of the ability of God to create? Well, they're two exactly different things. God created out of nothing. And in it is an indication of the divine initial origin of all of us. He's my brother, you're my sister, we are all connected in humanity. And it's a way for Allah, for God, to show you and I our interconnectedness. And Allah says to us in the Quran, in chapter 5, He says, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمٍ. The example that they quote to you about the divine, he has to be divine if he was created without the influence of a man, it's got to be divine. God says, the example of Jesus' birth and creation and that immaculate conception with God is the same as the creation of Adam. In fact, Adam خُلِقَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Adam was created from no man, no woman, just from the elements of the earth. And that shows you and I our initial unifying factor, our brotherhood in humanity. And the severances that we have between each other are not in the direct intention of God. Allah tells us in the Quran, كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Mankind were one nation, one people, but they disputed amongst each other. They diverged from each other. They didn't want to mix with each other. They didn't want to come to know one another. They segregated themselves on racial lines, on linguistic lines, on elements of color, race, ethnicity, culture. And as such, you see that eternal message in the Quran, Ya أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O humanity, O mankind, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى. We created you from a single male and a single female, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ, and you diverged and we made you into nations and tribes and people and different languages, لِتَعَارَفُوا, that you come back to know one another. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, and to recognize that the one who is given merits before God is the one who has the greatest piety, who has the greatest righteousness in his conduct in dealing with others and in his relationship with his maker and his creator. So there's important elemental messages. Another important factor from the life of Isa and from his life tradition that is of direct relevance to you and I today is his willingness to lead. And I know the moment of him being raised, him being taken up to the heavens, which is controversial. And for Muslims, to us, it's, you know, clear cut. As well as our Christian friends, they will believe that Jesus was, you know, raised up. They believe it was after his death, after his resurrection, then he was raised up to the heavens. We believe, no, he was raised up before that. He wasn't put on the cross, he wasn't killed. He was saved by God to return another day to be victor unto all of humanity, to bring about peace on the earth. And that is an internal message. It's something that's important for you and I to dwell on. That there is always hope. Sometimes we look at the world that we see today, and I don't want you to have this fatalistic perspective or to misunderstand me and think I'm trying to say, oh, let's just wait for Jesus, he'll fix everything. That's not what I'm saying. But there is that constant hope that there will be an unending, a continual peace that will reign. And that to get that peace, there is this sense of belief, sense of belonging that we have with our Creator and Maker to bring us closer to Him, a sense of justice, moral values that are intrinsic upon all of us, that we all take as universal values, that lead us to that hopeful peace, which we know will definitely arise with the descent and the return of Isa at times of tumultuous wars and tremendous upheaval and conflict. So in those few words is a short message about the life and the times of Isa, the belief that we as Muslims have towards him. Hopefully it was enlightening for those who are not Muslim, who didn't know what Muslims believe about Jesus or Isa. And the message that I have with you before I open the floor for questions, if appropriate, is that our universal leanings towards one another, our ability to come together, is a very important factor. And I conclude with a verse of instruction that was given to the Prophet of Islam, where he was said to say to people, to say in particular to Jews and to Christians, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, say to them, O people of Scripture, تَعَالَوْ, come, let's sit with one another, let's dialogue with one another. تَعَالَوْ إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا, come to a word that is agreed upon between the both of us. أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that our faith in God is the one God, monotheistic in structure, in belief. وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا, that we take no partners in worship with Him. So this is a constant call that is made by the Ark prophets and the patriarchs and the messengers of God unto humanity. And that's the message that I wish to share with you here today, to share with you these words about Isa. I really wish to... I'm not asking you to ask me these questions, but I wish you to fill in the blanks, because I only had 40 minutes, right? I wish for you to fill in the blanks of things that I might have touched on but didn't give you enough of, or to ask about things that I didn't mention or that may be queries that you have. So fill in the blanks for our discussion in the best possible way. And I just want to give you ground rules for asking me questions. One, First, very important rule, I always say this if you've heard any of my discussions before, I am not, you know, super sheikh or, you know, super scholar or I know everything, right? So your assumption should be, Brother Yahya, not Sheikh Yahya, you know, not Sheikh, Brother Yahya is going to say, wow, that's a good question. I really don't know the answer, but I'll try to find it. Here's my email. Email me in a couple of days, right? That should be your initial feeling, because I'm a student just like you guys. Second, don't embarrass me. What do I mean by that? Don't give me a loaded question. You know, there's certain questions that you know are... there's no answer for, or you don't want an answer for, you're just asking it to, you know, ruin the mood, or, you know what I mean? Let's just be groovy, you know, let's just hang out, alright? If you want to ask something that you think would be, should I, and you don't, you're not really sure, ask me later, I'll try to spend a little bit of time, alright? So we can do that personally, or you can email me once again. And third, and finally, continue researching. I'm not an evangelical or, you know, I'm not here to convert anyone. I'm not saying, hey guys, let's all be Muslim. Or look, this is our Jesus, you got to believe in him, I want you to be like me. No. My purpose is not ever to win you over, to bring you, you know, Jesus, Isa, you know. No. I want you to research. And I want you to learn. Look at it from many perspectives. Read on it from scholarly journals, references. Go to different texts. Go to different journals. Go online, but be careful because you get a few crackpots. You know, read about all people, all types of people, all ethnicities, all faiths, all religions. Learn about the world. Have a global perspective of what's happening. You're here to study. Don't be insular. It's not just what you receive from the person speaking to you. Develop within you a desire to search for truth and to search for answers for things that you have not yet come to know of. So don't take my answer as the empirical final word, right? Continue with your study and with your knowledge. And I conclude by saying, Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, which is a prayer in Arabic to say, glorified are you, O God, you are the one with the most knowledge, meaning that, you know, if I've said anything, forgive me, kind of thing. And I leave the floor to you guys.